Hello and welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 FM Chicago.
Today, Whip, Violetta, and me, Nikki, will be choosing some of our favorite bits from the show.
So get ready, relax, and enjoy.
Nothing like having good neighbors.
But there are some bad neighbors, too.
And sometimes we hear rumors about our neighbors.
Yeah, I hear we need to stay out of some neighbors' basements.
312-233-1019. Anybody listening who has heard the best neighbor rumor, best one wins prizes. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Let's start with Brandon. Brandon, the neighbor rumor you heard.
So my neighbor is 90 years old and sweetest little guy in the world, but the rumor around town is that the one going around egging people's houses when they do something wrong, like have a party or leave their garbage bins out for too long.
Wow, everybody thinks the 90-year-old eggs the houses in the neighborhood. Never been caught on camera, though, doing it. He's very shifty, huh?
He is. It's not the 13-year-old boys in the town. It's the 90-year-old neighbor.
And do you believe the rumors?
I don't know. He seems pretty sneaky. He's always got this little smirk on his face.
Yeah, you know something you don't.
Yep. Oh, my God.
All right, 90-year-old is egging houses in their neighborhood. That's the rumor. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Sherry, the neighbor rumor.
Well, it's been going around for years. We've seen the people coming in and out of their house. And the rumor is that they put out porn in their basement.
They're filming porn in the basement.
How weird. I was waiting to see if we'd get one of these.
Yep.
We see who's coming and going, and
yep.
It's
and
like,
come
on.
Yep. You're like, come on, Swanee. Yeah. Cut it out.
Take off those big heels.
There you go. Yeah, there's a lot of people in...
Those see-through heels is what I'm picturing.
Those acrylic heels keep going in and out. It looks a little odd and shifty.
Why do you know they're called acrylic heels?
I don't know. I was just trying to come up with it. Hold on there, Sherry. Hold on. Rumors. The neighbor rumor. Christina, you are the neighbor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm Serbian, and we like to do cookouts, and there was a rumor that we were cooking cats when we were actually cooking a lamb.
Yes.
So the rumor was going around the neighborhood, you know what they're doing over at the Serbian house, they're cooking the cats.
Oh, man.
You ever heard that before?
No, we're not cooking cats.
Yeah, we get a bad rap because we also do like almost this seance thing at midnight for Christmas. You go around the church three times with candles.
Right.
And people used to call the cops on us all the time.
You're because all wearing it does acrylic heels.
It does not look right.
Like a lot of Serbians wearing acrylic heels in there with cats.
Lambs are a lot smaller than they look, so that's why it looks like a cat.
Oh, man.
You know what she's talking about, don't you, Christina?
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you, sister.
A lot of Serbian love there. Okay, hold on. And finally, contestant number four for Neighbor Rumor. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi. The neighbor rumor?
So my neighbor rumor is that the neighbor worked in garbage, and one day a fleet of FBI agents showed up, coats, everything, in the house, couple hours. So the rumor was, you know, he's connected.
He's connected.
He's in waste management. Yeah. I think it's a logical
Works in the garment district.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So there was some talk that might be going on next door. Do you believe it to be true?
You know, they moved. I don't know.
They moved to an undisclosed location.
And now they go by the name Jones and live in Kearney, Nebraska. I see. All right, who's it going to be? Brandon, the 90-year-old, is egging the houses. Christina, they think we cook cats. Sherry, why does everybody think there's porn going on in the basement? Or Sarah, the mob, lives next door. Nikki, your vote.
I mean, I'm scared. I feel like I have to pick the mob one, but I kind of like basement porn.
Basement porn. Well, we know that about you.
Like basement porn. Isolate that.
All right, grab that clip, Swanee.
There we go.
Grab that clip. That fits nicely. I kind of like basement porn. Whip.
Just because of the sheer unusual nature of it, the 90-year-old egging the houses.
Oh, boy. Okay, Violetta.
I got to go with my Serbian sister cooking cats.
Cooking cats. Swanee, tiebreaker. What do you mean I have to? I got to tell you, I got to agree with Whip. You don't run into a lot of 90-year-olds egging houses.
Never thought of that or heard of it.
Brandon, I'm going to need confirmation on whether or not that happened. You need to do a little investigation on that one, okay?
All right, will do.
All right, buddy.
Summertime in the city, and many of us have gone through the worst summer jobs.
Yeah, I had to go through garbage bags full of old, sticky, gross beer and pop from returnables because you could return your cans and bottles for 10 cents. And I did all of this in a room with no air conditioning. It was wonderful in the summer. Oh, the smell will never leave me.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's better than some of these.
It is the start of the summer job season. Start of summer job season. Who had the worst summer jobs? There's a lot of detasseling texts coming in.
Yes,
too, right?
There are.
It's still going on. I still detassel. I listen in Iowa. Oh, there you go.
Okay. Well, okay. Right. That we could have predicted.
Eric to tasseling with teenagers is still going strong. All right.
All right.
Good for you. It is awful work. Awful. Maybe not as bad as this work, though. Hi there, Jody. Worst summer job.
Yeah, I worked at a company where I work in the mailroom, and people worked there for like 40 years. And we sorted mail, the same mail, every day, delivered. It was so repetitious. I wanted to beat my head against the wall.
Day in and day out, the repetition of mail sorting. Lisa, the worst summer job.
I worked in a funeral home in the summer of eighth grade. So we would serve coffee to the mourners and watch everybody cry.
Oh, ooh. Man, nothing more depressing. Serving coffee to mourners at a funeral home.
On a nice sunny 80-degree day.
Yeah.
Ooh. Worst summer job, Lisa.
Hi, I worked at the Sweetheart Cup Factory. That's in the Bridgeport area, and there was no AC in there.
Oh,
my shift was 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. You were on your feet all day.
Exhausted.
It was terribly smelly. It was super hot.
Like working in
and,
radio.
You know, we had a 30-minute break.
It's like working in radio.
Yeah. Sweaty and stinky.
Worst summer job ever, Sally.
I worked for an engineering firm. We went to houses and checked sump pumps.
That's bad.
Oh, yeah.
In crawl spaces.
That's bad.
Nice 1 p.m. appointment.
Yeah. In a hot crawl space. Check out a sump pump in a hot crawl space. Oh, it gets worse. Marissa, worst summer job. Hi, Marissa.
It was pressure washing dumpsters.
Pressure washing dumpsters.
Oh, yeah.
They're fast flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chunks of things you never know what they are flying everywhere.
There are smells you probably can't forget.
Oh, my God. Molly, it's along the same lines. If you're not detasseling corn, you're doing what?
Stacking bales of hay. And sometimes you'd have to fill up semi-trucks in the middle of the summer.
That is terrible work. I did that once, too. That is terrible work. You can't breathe. You want to talk about a bad rash, too, like Ben Karwowski's guy. You get that hay all over your body. And oh, my God. It is terrible. And look what Greg had to put himself through one summer. Greg?
Hey, so I actually worked at Victoria's Secret over the summer for 3 months just strictly folding panties for their semi-annual sale.
You spent a summer folding panties for a semi-annual panty sale?
Yeah, and then the funny part is, though, I actually ended up staying there after the seasonal term and became one of their managers on site.
How does a guy named Greg become a manager at Victoria's Secret?
I just know the right people, trust me. But now I actually work in the city in the same building as you guys at Prudential.
Oh, my God.
Do you still fold panties?
You're way up in the world.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Just for fun
down
now.
On the 14th floor. Big panty floor.
Oh,
panties everywhere.
Stop. Girl Inches, Violetta, what do we have to say about this one?
Well, let's just say this topic made Eric very uncomfortable.
And I have nothing to add to that.
Been staring at this story since Monday.
Really?
When Swanee handed it to me, I said, what the hell are you thinking? What do I do with that? He's like, I don't know. Just do it. So, usually it's guys that, are accused of exaggerating some things.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
You know, the old stereotype is, a guy will exaggerate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, yeah, I'm all man.
You know, so much man.
I'm so much man.
That's right.
Man, oh man, am I so much man. And we all know the truth is we're not even remotely close to being like half a man.
Yeah.
Right? Right, Whip?
I said yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm on board.
I'm going to need somebody in the car with me
here. I said yeah.
You wanted a more enthusiastic yeah.
You're right, you are, Eric.
Thank you, Whip. Thank you. The headline, I'm just going to read you the headline. The truth about girl inches. Why women overestimate the size of a man's personality. Women do this, Whip.
Yeah, I just said, well, you'll explain. But yes. The one thing
I might not.
One thing I was going to say is, like, people in general really don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
Let's just
put it there.
Yeah, about everything. You see 1,000 people in the street, it's 10 million people. We just don't really know what we don't know. If you don't have anything to gauge it against.
You always go larger. Go bigger, go home.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I, you know, guys do this. It's like fishing. Oh, you should have seen this fish.
Right.
You know, and it's never.
No.
It's never what it really is. But I didn't know that women were also lying about it. Like, oh, man, did you see that fish? That was something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of think I know why.
Well, hold that thought.
Okay.
The truth about girl inches. See how quiet Nikki got?
I'm surprised I'm still in the studio.
Why women overestimate the size. Urban Dictionary has a term you might not have heard before. It is called girl inches. Mm-hmm. It's defined as when a girl thinks is much bigger than it actually is.
Okay.
Social media is full of references to this.
Mm.
Okay. So we're bad judges of size.
I am not looking. Well, I guess maybe that's what it is. One guy went so far as to generate a girl inches formula saying actual plus what girls think, right? Mm-hmm. And it's generally a couple of inch differences. So you think to yourself, oh, man, that fish that you caught there, that fish, that thing is like 12 inches. That's a 12-inch fish you just caught there when it's really like a 4-inch fish.
Right. Yeah. But so are we visualizing?
Guys' minds, the stereotype is we always do this, but I didn't know girls were also doing it.
Okay.
Maybe it's wishful thinking. I don't know.
Maybe. But maybe it's also...
Oh, no, I'm afraid.
No.
Do I let her?
Oh, I'm still
Yes. Listen, this isn't bad.
The door.
Oh, my God.
So there's two things. The first thing is
your idea,
maybe
Swati.
You...
This is your idea.
Maybe guys have convinced us of something or said something so many times where you're like, well, if that's 6, 7, 8, whatever.
Right.
Then that must be 12 because that's so much bigger, right?
Fish.
Fish.
Right.
So that's the first thing. But then the second
thing is...
Yeah, talking about Subway. Yep.
But then the other thing is I feel like girls want to brag to their friends.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And they know that more likely than not, they're never going to have to prove what they're saying to their friends.
Exactly.
Okay, but
their friends just have to take them at face value going, well, I guess Joe is quite the fisherman.
Okay, so I've got a lot of friends. But I don't sit around and be like, you know, this fish was this big, like inches wise.
But if anybody were to question your man, you'd be like, but he's really
his
good.
His ability as a fisherman.
Yeah, he's a really good fisherman.
Yeah, oh, man.
He can catch
He's like deadliest okay. catch.
So maybe not so much talking about the size of the fish, but how the meal is served.
God, now you went to.
That was supposed to make it better, huh?
You wanted to make it better?
Flavor.
You wanted to make it better. Your whole goal was to make it better?
Yeah.
And then you do that?
There's a lot that goes into the meal, though. You're right.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to end there.
That's... Oh, wait, really? Is there a question anymore?
I thought there might be, but now I'm pretty certain there's not.
Right. Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast.
Please remember to rate, review, follow, and subscribe
so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.